right, let's get started on the last part of the fun evening here. All right, grab a seat. First person that is going to be reading tonight, one poem, is Judy Bryce. Where are you at, Judy? I don't see her.
Hi, everybody. Everybody who decided to stay, thank you for staying. So this is a poem to my husband, Charlie. Yeah. So it's entitled, When You Turn. When you turn to love, turn slow. Let her wings beat soft against your lashes. Let her words caress your nestled thoughts and turn inside your nectared glass of dew, your resting solitude. When you turn to love, think in dreams, my love. Let her wishes catch your magic by surprise. Bathe your fingers, their sight, with only the freshest of raindrops falling in lithe loops of daffodils, their white and parchment wings. When you turn, open your eyes, my love, to grab all that they will hear.
Charlie, where you at? Come on.
Thank you. Yeah, stand up. Thanks.
Well, as you can see, I'm a lucky man. Anyway, I hope to see everybody July 14th, Bastille Day, out at the Edgewood Library, where I'm going to launch my second book. And This poem was just published yesterday on Outlaw Poetry, a really wild website. It's called Cherry Tree. Lion Peter Baker and the failing New York Times have accused me of cutting down the cherry tree. Untrue. Fake news. Sad. I cannot tell a lie. I did not cut down that cherry tree. I planted it. It was the best cherry tree ever. It was great. It had the best cherries in Washington and in our country, which is great again because of me. It had the best cherries in the history of the world. Look at my axe. It's the biggest axe. Bigger than Putin's axe, or Rocket Man's axe, or Obama's axe. I can tell you that. I made this axe myself. Why isn't the Justice Department investigating Hillary and Pocahontas for chopping down my cherry tree? Unfair. Where's my Roy Kahn? Russia, if you're reading this, I hope you find the emails where Hillary and Pocahontas agree to cut down my cherry tree with an axe given to them by terrorists from Benghazi. Lock them up. Lock them up. By the way, there was no collusion between me and Russia to chop down that tree. That I can tell you. I don't know Putin, and no one's harder on Russia than I am. But wouldn't it be great to get along with Russia? It was the biggest and best tree ever. Its bark is being used to build housing for homeless Playboy bunnies and porn stars. Ben Carson is doing a fine job there. You know, I said to myself, this story about Trump, the cherry tree in Russia, is made up. So I just took my huge axe and cut the tree down myself to show everyone that I don't need someone else to cut a cherry tree down for me. I mean, give me a break. It was my tree, and I can do what I want with it. Thanks.
That was a pretty good poem. That was cool, man. You're more courageous than I am. I'm afraid of all them guys. I'm afraid of. I don't want to mess with the men. They can hurt me. They're way out. I'm not in their league. I'm in a minor league. Vanessa, where you at? Come on.
I got it. All right, nice to see everybody. My name is Vanessa Vesh. I front the band Sweetheart of the Barricades. If you like my work and you like a blend of poetry and blues rock and yin surge and country, you should come and check us out on Friday night at Full Pint down in Lawrenceville. We'll be playing with Mickey and the Snake Oil Boys. It sounds promising, right? You can't resist that snake oil. All right. This is a poem for my late husband. This is part of our tradition of arguing, and I have a series of poems about our arguing rituals and the way we'd make up afterwards, none of the stereotypical ways. But we would always have a super positive discussion after that, as a couple of anarchists, we used to call our State of the Union. So this is State of the Union. My favorite thing, the way he drew the kind of laughter that could light his cigarette. To have been held once, knowing someone beside me cherished the smallest changes in my breath, muting the television because he would rather attend my shoulder blades like a schoolboy. And I purred in the quiet, naming his perfections down to the bones of his intelligence, to the way his corners softened where our lips met and where we curved together was the only country to which I ever pledged allegiance. Thank you.
Not only was the poem good, you have definitely knew how to get the poem out there. You have a great voice. Thank you. Oh, next one. These are my friends. Sean Jones, come on up. Let's hear it for him.
So you'll have to excuse me because I wasn't prepared, so I'm reading off my phone. It's called Suicide Bomber. I don't know your name, but I'm sure it's on your video. You don't know mine. I'm sure I'm just infidel to you. Why did you do what you did? Why did you pick that day? Did you volunteer? Were you picked? What went through your mind moments before that bullet, that steel, once a dump truck, went through your mind? Was it worth it? What's hell like? Did you leave behind a family, a son? Are they suffering, their lives made harder? Are they celebrated? To some, you're a martyr. Was killing me worth never seeing your son again? I don't think about you much anymore. I think about you all the time. I refuse to give in to my demons and deny you another victim. You've taken enough. I want you to know I did not run. I stood and fought. I killed your friends, and I am stronger.
Thank you, Sean. Soya, come on up here. This was the Afghanistan warrior.
Sure. That's fine. I'll project. Walking to the fitness center, duffel bag in hand, when my vision wanders downward to the ground I stand, polka-dotted asphalt spattered cyan green and white, like a scattered shotgun blast, measles, pox, or blight, uncivil, lawless littering of salivary scum who leaves a mark in parking lots made of chewing gum. Even with my nimble gait, I cannot find a way to circumnavigate the minefield of this DNA. Did you try to mask the scent of chronic halitosis or change your oral chemistry via mint osmosis? Sir or ma'am, I do not know you, but I must implore. Please discard your bubble gum. The trash is by the door.
Is there anyone else that wants to read a poem? Joseph, would you like to come up? Anyone? Michael?
I thought Ziggy was
going to read one. Ziggy, would you read one? Come on.
I'm so excited for next week.
Ziggy, come on. You got more poems. Let's go. Ziggy, 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 come on.
And you heard this before. Well, but I don't think anybody else here did, so that's good. I will say the reading off the phone thing, it makes it harder to read, but it's definitely convenient because I did not print anything out. I was not going to read tonight. Okay, so I'm just gonna go for it. This is a sort of a found poem from the TV. Burj Khalifa. A couple on the 92nd floor stands among their pillars covered in paint samples and clippings of inspirational interiors. Mrs. C points at the wall of windows as a squadron of men descends on cables. I wonder if they see us. Her fuchsia lips bend like balloon animals in childish delight. She waves and calls, "Hello!" They can't see us, Mr. C explains about reflective coating. Cameras on the window cleaner's side reveal he's right. They draw their squeegees, soap their masked mirror selves against a backdrop of sky and wind. "Hello!" Her gold rings blur. Her fingernails nearly touch the pane. She soon relaxes as she understands. The next shot backs off to capture all the human bodies in one frame. Mr. and Mrs. C holding hands. He says, "You couldn't pay me enough to do that job." That's it. Thanks.